You are now tuned in to Beauty and Bullshit, One Beauty Boss, bringing beauty talk, girl talk, and real talk to a device near you.
I'm dealing with you. Back up on my bullshit, back up on the scene. Done dealing with you, don't know how to deal with me. Done fucking with you, don't know how to love me. Done dealing with you, so I'm back. It seemed like I get so much and don't get nothing back. I really thought it was love, but you're so fucking whack.
Welcome back to Beauty and Bullshit. I am your host, Jeff. I'm a licensed cosmetologist, certified lash technician, and the owner and operator of the Beauty Boutique by Jeff. This is season 2, guys, episode 1. I am back. I'm late as hell, but I'm back. So this episode is going to be about basically what I've been doing since January. Just going to catch you guys up on what's been happening in my life since the year has begun. And my bullshit topic of this episode is going to be what the fuck the universe has been doing since January, since the year started, because 2020 has been on one. I don't know, like, we were prepared for Y2K, wasn't nobody prepared for 2020. So I'm going to talk about that. But before I get into all of that, I have a couple housekeeping things to discuss with you guys, as always. If you are enjoying this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and leave me a short little review. I mean, if it's not 5 stars, you can keep it. I'm just gonna be honest and keep it 100. I need 5 stars only, okay? So give me that 5-star energy. Thanks, guys. Okay, so we're 3 months into 2020. And what have I been doing? I've been working, to be honest. That's really all that I've been doing. I am a full-time entrepreneur now, again. And so I have really just been working, trying to perfect my businesses. I don't want to say perfect, but trying to, you know, build my businesses and learn things. Just invest in myself, invest in my business. I've been doing hair, of course, doing lashes. In January, I started doing lashes at the Blink Lash Studio, and that is located at the Creative Studios in Frederick, Maryland. So if you are a resident of Frederick or any surrounding areas, please stop by the Creative Studios when you get an opportunity and just check us out. It's a bunch of really cool, really talented women working there. So please come and holla at us. But really, that's all that I have been doing. I've actually been doing lashes more than I have been doing hair lately, which is different for me, but it's a good different. I really, really, really like lashes more than I thought I would. So I've been doing that. I started a YouTube channel, guys. I still have not really figured out how to use YouTube. On the business side of things, I have a few videos up, a lot of product unboxing, and I have a review that I did of some hair that I got. So that's all on my YouTube channel. I don't have a personalized link yet because I think you have to have like more subscribers to be able to do that. And I don't even think I have any subscribers. So if you're listening and you want to check out my YouTube channel, I think if you search The Beauty Boutique X Jeff, you will find it. Subscribe, guys. And if you have any like pointers, tips, tricks, videos that helps with starting a YouTube channel and kind of getting it going, please send them to me. What else? I'm still single, guys. Same as last year. Dates here and there, but nothing really serious. So just putting that out there. Ain't shit shaking on the love life part of things. But another thing that I have been doing so far this year is spending more time with my friends, which has been going good. Up until right now, it's been going really, really well. I don't know if I mentioned this during the podcast at any moment, but I do have like a mastermind group, which started as just me and my friends getting together and making sure that we touch base with each other, hang out, and kind of work on our own separate project, but together. And we have mimosas, and you know, sometimes we have brunch, we have food, whatever, and just kick it. And it just kind of blossomed into this like mastermind group where we kind of share ideas with each other, we share our goals with each other, and we hold each other accountable for actually completing those goals and, you know, moving on to our next level. So it's been really helpful. It's been really cool to hang out with my friends. I've also been going to dinner every month with my friends. And I think, guys, that's a really important thing to do. As we get older and we start having kids and we start, you know, starting businesses and advancing in our careers and doing different things, meeting different people, traveling, we tend to kind of not have time for our friends. And so I realized the busier that I got, the more I didn't get to really be social with my friends, and it kind of sucks. So this year we have actually made it a point to put it on the calendar. So every month we put it on the calendar. So far we've been doing the last weekend of every month and just going to sit down, having drinks, dinner, dress up, and just be cute, feel cute, and, you know, spend girl time together and catch up. So that is what I have been doing so far this year. I'm in the middle of actually updating my website and putting all of the things that I do on there. And it's just a lot. It's a lot when you are trying to do the entrepreneur thing by yourself and you are kind of just learning as you go. But I'm a person that really likes to learn. So, you know, it's a process. It's a little bit difficult, but I'm getting to where I need to be. So if you follow me on Instagram, you can see like in my stories, I post a lot of what I'm currently working on and what's coming soon. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, my IG is at Ms. Jeph. That's MS.JEPH. All right. Now we're going to get into the second segment of this episode. Stop talking that bullshit. Stop smoking that bullshit. Look like you want that bullshit. You want that bullshit. Bullshit. Stop rapping that bullshit. Stop talking that bullshit. I got a few things to talk about because me in 2020, even though, you know, I've been grinding it out, me in 2020 not really friends right now. All right, now 2020. 2020 has not been very eventful for me, but 2020 itself has been one hell of a roller coaster. So, in January, we lost Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi, which was devastating. I mean, devastating. I hate to even think about it. I hate to talk about it. You know, there were so many beautiful tributes to Kobe and his family and his daughter who, you know, was on the helicopter with him. I really can't even imagine losing my life partner, but then to also lose a child. I mean, I know you guys have heard it over and over and over since it happened, but it's really just devastating. It's the unthinkable for me. So, I mean, honestly, that was January. That was January. It really just took the whole world by surprise. Nobody expected that. And then February came, and up-and-coming rapper Pop Smoke was murdered in his home in L.A. And that was just unthinkable as well because, you know, like a lot of people, I was just getting hip to Pop Smoke. I was just starting to listen to his music and, you know, catching his vibe or whatever. And to see something like that happen when he was just really getting the recognition that he deserved, it was just so unfortunate and so sad. There's so many questions behind that because, I mean, I've been hearing a lot of theories, you know, that he was set up. From what I've heard, it looked like he was set up. If there was other people in the house and these people came in, shot him, didn't steal anything, didn't shoot anyone else. He had to have been set up. But I don't know all of the particulars and details surrounding that. So, you know, it's just unfortunate that people get into the rap game and get into being an entertainer and, you know, try to share their gift with the world as a means to get out of the hood or whatever situation that they're in. And now it's proven to be that becoming a rapper, becoming an entertainer, becoming famous in our community does not stop you from getting killed. Like, that shit is crazy. Like, people bringing the hood shit to the industry. It's wild. But now we are in March. And y'all already know what's going on. Coronavirus. COVID-19, a.k.a. coronavirus, a.k.a. the Rona. I don't even know what to say about the Rona, y'all. I have no idea what to say. All I can say is, really, guys, stay the fuck home. Stay inside. People keep saying, especially people my age, keep saying, young people, you know, if they get it, they just sick a little bit and then they just stay home a little bit and then they okay and everything is okay. But y'all have to really think here. A lot of people are asymptomatic. They have it and they don't know, which makes them a carrier of the virus. So what they're doing is carrying it to every fucking thing they breathe on, everything they touch. And you don't know what they touched. You don't know what they breathed on. You don't know what they sneezed on, coughed on. If somebody cough and walk away and you just walk into that area, guess what you got?
Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
So the point of staying home is so that carriers don't carry it. For the elderly people, the people with compromised immune systems, like myself, and people who have pre-existing conditions, don't get it. Because those are the people who are dying. And we don't, just because you're not dying, you just don't give a fuck about nobody else. Is that what you're saying? So you just still want to go outside because fuck the old people. Fuck the people whose systems is just weak, their immune systems is weak. Just fuck us, huh? I mean, come on, guys. Stay your asses in the house. That does not mean go to your homeboy's house and pass the Hennessy bottle around and drive the boat.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
All y'all asses got coronavirus now. Come on now, people. So we are currently quarantined. I am in quarantine day 8. My kids are driving me crazy. My kids are driving me crazy. I'm running out of food. The grocery store has nothing. My kids keep asking for snack, 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 snack every 3 seconds. You know, I'm about to start giving them some melatonin gummies as snacks because I can't. I'm kidding. Please don't call CPS on me, guys. I'm really just kidding. But this virus is scary, guys. It's scary for me. I feel like, to be honest, if I was at 100% health and my immune system was up to par, I probably would kind of just be like a lot of people and not really taking it seriously. But, you know, now I see life from the other side and it's not a joke and it's not a game because, you know, for me, if I get the flu, that's just not going to be good. So with this being 10 times as deadly as the flu, it's just like scary. I'm scared. And so I've been trying to stay home. I don't go out unless I have to. I've been washing my hands crazy. I have been, you know, just really social distancing and trying to listen and do what I'm supposed to be doing right now to stop the spread of this disease so they can get things under control. I need my nails done, my lashes falling out, my roots are growing out, and normally I would retouch my own blonde, but now that my hair has gotten a little bit longer, it's not that easy, and I need help. I mean, people gonna be coming out of this thing looking like
coronavirus.
People gonna be coming out of this thing looking like the what the fuck, but really and truly, I can't wait for the streets to open back up. When the streets open back, I'm telling y'all, if they get this shit under control by the summertime, this gonna be the littest summer ever. I'm waiting on it. 2020 has already started out. I don't want to say bad, because I'm just not a person that likes to be negative or put negativity in the air or spread negativity. But it's just making me say, what the fuck? 2020, you know, I wasn't prepared for this. Everybody said this was going to be their year. 2020 said, no, bitch, this is going to be my year. I'm acting up. The fuck? So I just wanted to jump on here while I'm in quarantine and chop it up with you guys. I had a whole show schedule planned out and, you know, ready to get my interviews on and have my guests and all that stuff. But unfortunately, nobody is supposed to come in contact with anybody they don't live with. So, you guys give me some ideas on what I can talk about, because I'm just going to keep doing this while we quarantining. All right, guys. So if you want to follow me on any social media, I have joined Twitter. I'm on Twitter now at Beauty N, the letter N, Bullshit, and Bullshit spelled with a Y. Follow my personal Instagram, guys. I know I said this previously in the show, but follow my personal Instagram. It is Ms.Jeph, J-E-P-H. And the reason why I'm giving y'all my personal Instagram is because although I do have a Beauty and Bullshit Instagram, I don't really use it. All the polls and things that I, you know, put up in my stories is usually on my personal page. And I want you guys to be able to participate in any of the polls and questions that I ask. So follow me on Instagram at Ms. Jeph. And as always, we are on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify as Beauty and, which is the and symbol, ampersand, BS. And the S is a dollar sign. Sorry it's so complicated. Y'all know I'm extra. So follow me, subscribe, review, rate, and let's go ahead and just go with the flow. Let's see what happens with this coronavirus thing. Everybody stay safe, stay inside, stay clean. Don't have no babies. Everybody stay safe, stay clean, stay inside, and let's ride this thing out together. If you are on Instagram, follow D Nice, is at D Nice on Instagram. He has quarantine parties like every day, and he has so far had over 1 million people come into his live and party with him. And I'm talking about Michelle Obama. I mean, Ghost was in there, y'all. Omari Hardrick was in there. Everybody was in there, y'all. So, you know, if you're looking for a party to attend, I know a couple go-go bands are doing live shows on Instagram. You know, everybody's just trying to stay positive and stay up. So y'all stay safe, stay up, stay positive. Get on Instagram, get on Twitter, and holla at me.
And all my exes and my Model X, pretty little skinny little bitty body Model X. Some of y'all ain't never had no real bitch and it shows. I keep it 100 from my head down to my toes. Back up on my boots.